Just be in the present moment. The past is gone. The future is not here yet. When there are memories of the past, instead of getting caught up in the emotion, be aware. Because when you're aware, then whatever you're experiencing, it's happening right now. Feelings and those memories are happening right now. And you're aware of them. And that's how you can say you're in the present moment. Similarly with thoughts of the future, we tend to think of the future with emotions of anxiety, worry. And planning is a necessary activity. But we can plan with awareness, knowing what we need to plan, knowing as we're planning. Noticing if there is anxiety or worry, understanding that worry and anxiety don't have to be part of the process of planning and learning as we are aware. The tendency has been to have greed, desire, eagerness, anxiety, expectations in our planning. And now we're going to be aware. All that stuff isn't going to go away, but we can be aware and learn. And we'll learn that planning can happen without them. And something that we need to watch out for is the tendency of the mind to think that if we want something, then we must get it. He says this subtle grasping, this strong need to to get it no matter what. We need to watch out for it, see if it's there. We plan to do the things we need to do, and if the conditions come together, the effect will come about. The results will be there. It doesn't happen because we think it must happen. Once we are aware of our thoughts, when we notice our thoughts, we'll be able to detect this. When we notice our thoughts, when we notice our feelings, when we notice them, we can learn about them and we can learn from them. We are capable of only three types of actions: mental, verbal, and bodily. When we know our minds, we begin to know these mental actions. We begin to see and perhaps we begin to have a choice about whether we choose to act mentally in a hot and bothered way or in a calm and peaceful way, whether we choose to speak in hot and bothered ways or in calm and peaceful ways.
saja hanya siasat. Bisa bukti ni boleh je. Kan lah, hanya nanti ni.
And because everything begins with a mental action. If possible, the more we know our mind, the better. And these, you know, mental, verbal and bodily actions become aligned, they're in harmony. We choose wise actions, our confidence grows. We feel much more self-assured and comfortable. If we want to feel fulfilled in life and find life meaningful, this happens when we find ourselves making more wise choices in our mental actions, our verbal actions, and our bodily actions. When we find ourselves helpless, unable to make the right choices or the wise choices, when we find ourselves automatically making, saying the wrong things or doing the wrong things, then it's hard to feel confidence, hard to feel all right with ourselves.
肉体身上，肉体表面，肉体肉眼来说，如果没有够的立场性，也够了。
不懂吗？没有不懂，呀。
如果没有不懂，这底细呢？你
还能怎么样？How much we need to think about something, how much we need to say, how much we need to do, what's enough, not too little, not too much, we don't need to ask anybody. If there is awareness and mind, if there is mindfulness, continuously, there's this awareness, steady. Wisdom will speak, and you will know. Initially, it's a process of finding out, becoming aware that we've thought about it too much, said too much, done too much, or finding out, noticing, becoming aware that we've thought too little about it, said too little, or done too little. And from these experiences, the mind learns until it finally adjusts and finds its balance.
The distribution, the amara, the same you will pick up. The dimension of amara.
Because the presence of awareness allows us to learn lessons from the mistakes that are made. Without the awareness, and then lessons are not learned, and we do the same things over and over again.